Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
How's the season going?
Well, Phil, so far so good. We've lost a game. We had a tough game Friday night against Kepler. We lost, but so we're second in the league. But this week we're going to play our league rival there. It's Venator. And, you know, we're trying to keep our players focused. But teaching is not an easy thing. You know, not only am I the head coach of the varsity squad, you know, but also I teach our health and science class. I also teach our seniors calculus. So I'm trying to maintain the respect of my players during the season, and I'm trying to keep the persecution. It seems that the teachers just never get a break from the parents and from the faculty.
Is there some kind of problem that's happening now with parents?
Well, it's happening all over the country. I think more and more they demand more teachers, even though the teachers are making basically the same amount of money. It's an interesting thing. There's a lot that has to do with a domestic situation. I'll give you just what happened today, and it happens occasionally because this persecution of teachers, the sort of taking teachers for granted, happens on a lot of different levels. My wife called the locker room today, and I don't know if this happens to you, Phil. I suspect that it does. Women, when they are on the phone with you, they'll say, maybe the last thing they'll say to you is, I love you. And that's fine, and I appreciate my wife saying it, but it doesn't end there. What they want to do really is put you through some embarrassment. And I tell my players that when you get married, I hope your wife is a good woman, but no matter how good they are, they always want to kind of knock you down a peg. And my wife never misses a chance, you know, and I guess it's the way they are.
Knock you down a peg on the phone?
Well, she tries to embarrass me in front of the players, and she knows this is football season. And I have told the players, and I told you, Phil, before, that the stadium is going to be named after me if we can get another league title. If not, then it gets named after another coach. And so my wife calls, and she wants to embarrass me.
How?
Well, as I was saying to you, she'll say, I love you at the end of our conversation, and then she wants me to say, I love you back. And that's something that women do. I don't know why I don't think she wants to destroy my reputation. But
I don't understand how your wife says to you, I love you on the phone, right?
Well, understand where I am. I'm in the locker room. I'm within earshot of all the coaches. I'm within earshot of all of the players. And they're assuming that I am talking on the phone either to another coach from another school. We're talking about exchanging game film. They may think I'm talking to a school supplier. Okay, so they think I'm talking to another man. And she wants me to say I love you to her while I'm on the phone within earshot of the players. Okay?
But when she says I love you, how do you respond? Just out of curiosity, what do you say?
Well, you know, when she says I love you to me?
Yeah.
I say to her, thank you, you know, or I know, or, you know, I tell her that I tell her I love her as I'm leaving in the morning. And that's when I tell her I love her. She knows that I'm on the phone with her in the coach's area. Everybody can hear me. She also knows that I only talk to men on the phone during the day. And my coaches know that, and the players know that. So for her to try to knock me down a peg and embarrass me is something that I wish you wouldn't do.
Okay, you got to be clear with me. How is she embarrassing you by saying I love you?
Because she wants me to say I love you back. Now what happens is, if you are on the phone, you are in a situation where there are other men, and they assume that you're talking to a supplier or another coach or another male, and you say, I love you, they hear it and they assume that I'm talking to another man. Now, I'm not anti-gay, but I am not gay, and all of this kind of talk about me being gay can ruin the season. This is a Catholic school, and they've already had enough of these priests who want to, you know, feel everybody up or whatever they were doing.
So wait. You say I love you on the phone, and the players and the coaches think you're talking to a guy.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. And I say I love you, and then many of them think that I'm having a relationship with, you know, someone's father or one of the suppliers or a member of another coaching staff.
Well, why don't you just say to the players and to the coaches, I was talking to my wife?
Well, because the chances of them believing that are slim to none.
Why wouldn't they believe it?
Well, I was saying to you, because I'm saying I love you on the phone, and they think I'm talking to another guy. And
yeah, but why wouldn't, if you tell the coaches and the players that you were saying I love you to your wife, why wouldn't they believe that it was your wife on the phone and not another guy?
All right, well, 5 years ago, when I talked to Jack Trendoff, the principal at the time, about Hal Peterman, I knew that there were parents and some faculty who had it in for me because we were not having a good season. And they wanted to blow that thing way out of proportion.
Well, all right, Hal Peterman was another coach, and you told me that some people thought that they saw you and him at a gay bar in Long Beach?
No, that was not the case. As I told you, and I told the school, Hal has a twin sister who I was dating before I married Kimberly. And the reason...
Why were you taking her to a gay bar?
The reason we went to this gay bar in Long Beach was because she wanted to go there, and, you know, I'm sure you know, straight women love to go and dance at gay bars.
All right, you were not with a man who was in drag.
No, I was not. And I was with a woman, and we went into a gay bar because she wanted to dance. Now, what happens is my wife now, who is much younger than me, and she's childish, she wants me to say, so everyone can hear, I love you, giving the impression that maybe I still got something, you know, I got something going on with Hal Peterman. And what happens is, Phil, the respect level just drops to an all-time rock bottom. That's why I am saying to women, you know, when you call your husband and you say, I love you, don't expect him to say, I love you back, because the situation may not be right. And you are going to put him in all kinds of hell saying, I love you on the phone when someone thinks he's talking to a man.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how many women, well, probably a lot. I mean, my wife calls me. We say I love you to each other. Now, you're right. I'm not in an office where there's a whole bunch of other guys.
Well, you work alone in an office, right?
I'm either in my office alone or I've got two or three people in there, but they know that I'm talking to Maria. In your situation, when your wife calls and she says I love you, you can't say I love you back because the other men there are going to think that you're talking to a guy. Now, we need to explain the situation with this other teacher. His name was Hal Peterman.
There was nothing going on with Hal. It was his sister. It was his sister, and...
All right, well, but Hal Peterman left the school after this happened. In other words...
Well, there would nothing happen, Phil.
Well, you went to a gay bar with his twin sister.
I can tell you, it sounds funny now, but at the time, when I had to stand in front of the school board and fight for my reputation...
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have to fight for your reputation, even if you are gay.
There's no way that a gay man coaches a high school football team, Phil. There's just no way it happens. You know, you may think we live in a society where people are open-minded, but they're not. There's just no way it happens. So I'm not going to, even if I were gay, which I am not, I'm not going to come out and say it.
All right. So Mr. Peterman has a twin sister who you were dating.
That's correct, yes.
You took her to a gay bar because she wanted to go dancing.
That is correct, in Long Beach.
People saw you there and thought that this was Hal Peterman in drag?
That is correct, yes.
All right, well, when he left the school after this happened, the school doesn't have any record of him having a twin sister.
I've heard that, and it is a lie.
You're saying they're liars?
I am absolutely saying it is a lie. It is a lie. Lie. I'll tell you something else. Let me tell you something. I know he has a twin sister because I slept with her. 3 points. For it.
Well, what exactly is happening now at the school?
Well, what's happening at the school now, Phil, is they are expecting me to win a league championship. All the while, they are pressuring me over this past misunderstanding. They want me to fail. A lot of these parents want me to fail. And I think they want me to fail because of my excellent record, the fact that I don't listen to them when they want me to put their little Billy in or something like that. I've just never done that. So a lot of them don't like me. And so they will try to trash my reputation. They bring up this Hal Peterman thing. My wife, who doesn't want me to coach anymore, she wants me to get fired because she wants me home. So she will call me in the middle of the day.
Trying to get you to say I love you on the phone.
Yes. you know, you find it amusing. And it,
well, it's a little bit amusing. I mean,
it's not amusing, believe me. When you're talking about a man's reputation, it's not amusing, Phil. My wife calls me up and says, I love you. And I'm supposed to say I love you back. When you've got something like 40 or 50 men listening to this, they look over at you like, really? You know, who's the lucky guy? And I find that to be very, very, I don't know.
Well, you're certainly within your rights, but to tell the American woman, don't call your husband at work and say I love you, I think is a little bit over the top.
I'm telling you right now, the best thing for a woman to do, if you want to tell your husband that you love him, tell him before he leaves for work, tell him when he gets home for work. But calling him up in the middle of the workday and saying I love you, wanting him to say I love you back, you have to know that there's other men who are listening to this. And they're going to possibly believe that that man who they think they know is saying I love you to a guy. And that, I can tell you, is going to ruin a man's reputation. It almost happened to me.
All right, Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, my guest. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This all started a big misunderstanding some 5 years ago when he was dating the twin sister of one of the coaches, and someone saw them going into a gay bar in Long Beach. And he says it's because, you know, straight women like to dance in gay bars. Now, if you know, I've had girlfriends that like to go and, you know, let's go dancing at this gay bar. Fine. But he says that this was not a guy in drag. It was this Mr. Peterman's twin sister. However, the rumors started, and he's been bedeviled by this. And I said to him, why shouldn't a gay man be able to coach football? He says, it's not going to happen. So what's happened is he's been bedeviled by this. His wife calls up, says, I love you. He doesn't want to say I love you back because the kids in the school, the kids on the team. The other coaches are going to think he's saying I love you to a guy. The recommendation is that women not call their husbands at work and say, I love you. I mean, if you hear me laughing, folks, it's only because I can't even begin to imagine having a problem like this. But if you call up your husband and say, I love you, he's going to have to say, I love you back. And there may be other men in the room who hear this. I mean, forgive me. I what does he want?
Let's talk to you.
Yeah.
Phil, I know that you find this amusing, but I don't want to be a part of a...
No, I'm sorry, Coach. Honestly, I'm sorry.
I understand, and I'm not complaining, but I'd rather not be a part of any kind of something. This is a very real thing for me, and it is very real, and until it happens to you, where people think you're gay, and the next thing you know, you can't even say I love you to your wife on the phone. Think about that.
I understand. All right, 1-800-449, tell Coach Dozier to hang on, 1-800-449-8686. When you ask your husband to say I love you, it may cause him problems. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Coach, just forgive me, because it is an unusual thing to not be able to say I love you to your wife.
Well, but you have to. You don't have a job, Phil.
But it's an unusual thing not to be. I do have a job.
But you don't have a job where you're surrounded by 40 or 50 guys. Okay.
I know. Well, I'm saying I don't really know. But it's unusual not to be able to say to your wife, I love you too, for fear that the men who work with you, around you, in this case, your football players and the other coaches, will think you're saying I love you to a guy. And all of this stems from a misunderstanding you claim where you took a woman into a gay bar and they thought it was a guy in drag.
Because it was Hal's twin sister, exactly. And then I've been paying for that ever since. And my wife, who I think should know better.
Well, that's the other thing. Why would your wife want to jeopardize your career?
Because she wants me to quit. She wants me to come home. And I don't want to do it until we win this league title.
So she wants you to be fired in disgrace because you're gay?
Well,
And again, shame on that school for firing any teacher that's gay.
It's a private school, Phil. They can do what they want. Believe me, I'm just trying to keep my, as they say, I'm trying to keep my onion out of the fire, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Angie for Coach Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, Angie. And Angie is gone. Let's go over to Jenny. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Jenny.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think that Coach is a jerk. My husband calls me almost every day from work telling me he loves me. And the fact that you think
is he surrounded by other men? Is he surrounded by men?
Yep. He works with about 200 other guys.
No, but are they in his office with him?
He has a couple guys that are around him when he calls. He's had other jobs before where guys are around him when he calls.
Yeah, but you don't know what that, you know, see, he's probably saying, I'm calling my wife. He calls you, right?
He's not going to tell people, oh, I'm calling my wife. He doesn't have to report to anyone.
No. What I'm saying is, ma'am, he's calling you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a different situation. The phone rings in my office. People think automatically it could be an athletic supplier. It could be another coach. I pick it up. Hello? Hi, honey. And right off the bat, I'm in trouble.
Okay, but they know you're married.
They know I'm married. But 5 years ago, I went out with a lady who they thought was a cross-dressing man.
Were you married at the time?
No, I was not. This was before I was married.
Oh.
And
why would they think that she was a cross-dressing
guy? Because she was the twin sister of one of our coaches.
I don't care. That
well, ma'am, well, all I'm saying is my reputation is such now that the parents, and you have to understand, these parents don't like me because I won't take their advice on whether to play their kid.
So you think this is a rather scurrilous thing on the part of parents who are unhappy with you not playing their sons to float this rumor that you're gay?
I believe that they are encouraging it, yes. And I believe they're encouraging my wife to call up and say, I love you, waiting for me to say, I love you. So all these other guys think I'm talking to a guy.
I think you're paranoid.
Well, if I'm paranoid...
You think your wife's really trying to get you fired? Come on now.
Because I keep telling her, I say, please don't call me and say that, and she laughs. If I'm paranoid, how come I had to go in front of the school board 5 years ago, in front of Jack Trenoff, and talk to him about the Hal Peterman situation? He said, they saw you going into a gay bar with a guy. I said, that's Hal's twin sister.
I think you're paranoid that you think your wife would want to get you fired. How are you going to pay the bills if she gets you fired?
Well, ma'am, let me ask you. Well, because I've got severance. You know, we've got money, we own property. But here's the point. I say to her, don't call me and say I love you, expecting me to say I love you back. She says, okay. Then she calls. She says, I love you. Do you love me? And I'll say yes. She goes, then say it. See, so she's trying to make me look queer in front of these guys.
No, I think your wife loves you, and she wants to hear that you love her back. And I think you're faggot.
Isn't it good enough for me to say it in the morning when I leave and at night when I get home?
Oh, she wants to hear it during the day. I want to hear it all day long that my husband loves me. And I
even
think
if it runs the risk of sounding gay.
I think the issue is that you're a fag. And
oh,
you
really?
Just don't want people to know it.
Oh,
you're afraid you're going to lose your job.
Aren't you just a Dr.
You're probably
Joyce
bisexual.
Brothers.
You're using your wife while you're going off on her with other guys who are cross-dressing.
Well, you know, you've got that kind of voice that maybe you're eating the box lunch, too.
I have a sore throat right
now.
Hey, you're the one that called me queer.
Well, you probably are from the sounds of
it. Well, you know, the sound of your voice, you sound like you eat a box lunch.
All right, where are we going with this?
She's calling me gay. That's exactly the thing that I am not, and that's what I'm on your program to dispel.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to dispel, but the truth is that you probably are.
Yeah,
you
really?
Have
and why?
You have insecurities that you can't tell
why
your
you
wife you
that?
Love her.
Why do you say that?
Because listen to you. You can't tell your wife you love her. There's a conspiracy.
I love her before I leave the house in the morning when I come home.
You can't tell her from work?
There's guys listening, and they think I'm talking to a guy. They think I'm talking to a guy?
I think you're insecure. You think the world's against you.
Well, what is it? Am I gay? Am I insecure? Am I just an a-hole? I mean, you've called me all kinds of names, ma'am. I haven't called you anything.
Well, you said box lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen to her voice.
I have a sore throat, thank you.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Think what you want. I don't care. I'm happily married to a guy.
You know what? Fine. I believe you. Why won't you believe me that people are out to paint me as gay?
Because it sounds just a little too much bull.
All right. Look at Jenny. Thank you very much.
So you're going to let her get away with that?
She made her point, and you can defend yourself. Our number is 1-800-449.
You didn't hear her voice.
She said she had a sore throat. 1-800-449-8686. Don't tell your wife that you love her. The guys around you may think you're talking to a guy. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to talk, Coach, can I ask you just one question before we move on to some more calls? You are very concerned about telling your wife I love you on the phone with other men listening because of this experience you had at the school, right?
I didn't have an experience, Phil. I had
no, but I understand that. But because you were dating the twin sister of a man who coached there, people thought they saw you with a man in drag.
Yes, down in Long Beach, and the place was it was a place called the Cattle Drive, and it was a gay bar in Long Beach. You can look it up. I made the mistake of she wanted to go there and go dancing. And I said, all right. Now, we were observed going in there by a member of the faculty who was in Long Beach that night having dinner. On Tuesday, I went in to see Jack Teroff, who was the principal. And he confronted me. He basically asked, was I a homosexual? I said, no. He said, why were you observed going into this bar with a man dressed in women's clothing? And I said, that is not a man dressed in women's, you know, that was Hal's sister.
What's her first name?
Who's that?
Hal's sister.
Her name's Mary.
Mary Peterman?
Right. And we went out, that was the only time we went out, because, you know, I mean, it doesn't take a big imagination. She's the twin sister of Hal, and somebody thought it was a guy. You pretty well know how I was feeling during that date, but I wanted to be a gentleman, so I took her into this gay bar. She danced. I danced with her, and then I dropped her off immediately after that. And I just told her, thank you very much. And
well, how long was the date?
What is that?
How long were you out with her?
Probably no more than 45 minutes.
Jesus, dude. I mean, that's...
Well, you got to understand, I was very embarrassed. I, you know, and so what happened was I got called in. I'm talked to. And Jack believed me. But the parents wanted to keep it going because that season we had lost. We had a very bad year, the Tri-Valley League. We came in like fourth. They wanted me fired, and they thought that this was a good way to get me fired. So they keep floating this rumor, Coach Dozier has got a boyfriend, or Coach Dozier, you know, likes to go that way. Until finally I just told my wife, please don't call me at work and ask me to tell you that I love you, because they're going to think I'm talking to a dude. And she keeps doing it.
Well, maybe she thinks the whole thing's kind of funny, man, you know?
Well, why take the chance of getting me angry again? She knows what happened the first time.
What do you mean, what happened the first time?
First time she did that.
You had asked her not to call up and say I love you so that you don't have to say I love you back and people will think you're talking to a guy. And that happened, and what happened?
Well, we had the police to the house. I mean, I got angry.
All right, 1-800-449...
I mean, Mr. Henry, you have to walk in my shoes to understand.
No, I get it. Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Clark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Okay. The thing I got here with, I love, you know, my wife and my girlfriend, and I don't care if the guys that I'm in a locker room and say, hey, I love you. What's the big deal about that?
What do you mean you got a wife and a girlfriend?
No, let me get the correction. I'm saying a wife or a girlfriend.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Okay, now, I don't give a darn how many guys in the restroom, the locker room. I play in a basketball team. And my wife called, I don't give a darn. I'll tell them guys, hey, here, my wife, I love you. I'm not going to hide in the corner.
Yeah, but what if the rumor was floating around that you had been out with a guy dressed in women's clothing?
Well, see, you make it seem like something more than what it is. It doesn't matter. You know, if you wasn't in with a drag queen or whatever it was, you know, you don't have to worry about that.
No, I wasn't, right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you continue to make it seem like it was something, which it was nothing, so why would you continue to go through the motions?
Now, see, that's a good point. Why, in other words, do you give validation?
Well, it's not giving validation. It's trying to just kill the rumor that I was out with Hal Peterman and not his twin sister. I'm just trying to kill that. I'm trying to get back to football. We've got a good season going. We lost our game Friday night. We're going to come back. You see, if we win another Tri-Valley League title, I get the stadium named after me. We go to the divisional finals. But these parents don't want that to happen because they want me to be fired because they want their guy in there playing their little kids. You know, that's not how I coach. The way to get me fired is to keep this idea that somehow I like to swing with, you know, I go out with drag queens or something. See? So that's why I'm just trying to keep it done.
Yeah, but isn't it a little paranoid to say to your wife, don't call me and ask me to tell you that I love you?
No, it's not. This gentleman that I'm talking to, right, what's your name, is Clark, sir?
Correct.
Yes, sir. Can I ask you, are you a professional player or you just play on a league team or something like that?
Well, I used to play, but I coach football also. So it doesn't right. make it, like you say, little Johnny want to play or not.
You know how they it want is. You, off, you know how it is.
They want you, off, they right. want you stop from stop coaching. But what I'm saying, the main point we'll be talking about, you were out with someone. They say they thought it was someone. But the point is, you know it wasn't. So why is the problem that if your wife call you and say, I love you, despite of what happened, what they're saying, you know you love your wife. You can tell your wife in front of everyone and say, hey, I love you. That don't have to be about no guy calling you because you coach.
Because
a lot of
the last
call,
time, well, I mean, the last time I did it, I said, I love you too. I got Coach Guyberson, a couple of these guys going, was that, who was that, another coach? Are you talking to a guy? See, they all like to rib you. And yeah. I said, no, I wasn't talking to a guy. And what bothers me is that Hal's sister, I guess, is so ugly that they thought she was a guy wearing women's clothing. And that's embarrassing for me. You know, a guy's got a reputation.
And what do you mean a reputation?
Phil, my wife is 19 years old, okay?
All right, you're, well, you know, what are you talking about, man? So you went out with an ugly woman. You went out with an ugly woman. What the hell? I mean, so, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Correct.
When's the last time you, either one of you guys, went out with a woman and everybody said, who was that guy you were with last night?
But I can't
say it's happened to me.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you for making me feel like I'm part of a crowd.
Go ahead, Clark.
Well, look here. Like you just said, it doesn't make a difference what that woman, that person looked like. Whether, like you said, beauty is in the beholder, but and whether you're short, she fat, she tall, it's not the point. If you were out with a woman, if you're out with someone, if that's what you, your preference, that's what you like, despite what anyone said.
Well, that's true.
But don't try...
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, sir. I interrupted you.
Okay,
I'm just saying, you said to me, you just said right there, that woman, and then you said that person. So even you think maybe it was a guy,
no,
right?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. The woman. Put it like that. I'm saying
that,
by, okay, let me correct.
You said that person.
Whether height or weight, that's what I'm trying to put,
right.
Size and weight. Well, you say the person was ugly. You don't want to say it looked
right
like
there.
A man. I didn't say that.
You said person. So you, well, you think it was a guy. Just go ahead and tell me. You think I was out with a guy, don't you?
No, listen. You just said the person was ugly, looked like a guy. I didn't say the person was a guy.
Well, you said person. Why didn't you
just
say
I just
woman?
Say person. Was it a woman?
Oh, look, at, you know, Clark, I think the gentleman has explained himself. And
well, he goes, he said woman, and then he said person. So I think deep down he thinks I was out with a guy.
What difference does it make what he thinks and what I think? You were out with a woman, you say?
Do you guys think I was out with a woman, yes or no?
Yes.
That's what you said, You was out with a woman.
Listen to that. See, I don't hear real belief.
No.
You guys are patronizing me.
No.
Look, Clark, thank you for your comments, sir. I got to take a break here.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pile it high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we're back with Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy for a couple more phone calls on the situation at that school. He has been under pressure for a number of years to come out of the closet. He claims he is not gay. And you're afraid that were you gay, you'd be fired, right? I mean, that's the fear.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not going to come out of the closet. I'm not gay, but if I was gay, I wouldn't come out of the closet because I'd be fired for it. So I'm not going to admit, I mean, not say I admit to it. I'm not gay.
So this guy Peterman's sister is a twin, and that's who you were out with, not him.
I'm going to ask you the question again, Mr. Henry. Do you believe I was out with a woman, yes or no? Okay, see?
Well, you know what, man? It doesn't matter to me.
But yes or no?
It doesn't matter to me. That's all I'm going to say. Javier, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Okay, first of all, Coach, I'm going to let you know something. I went to a Catholic school myself with priests and everything, all boys school.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Myself, I played sports, soccer, football, baseball, basketball, you name it. And there was many instances where coaches, the coach's wife or girlfriend, whoever it may be, called them for whatever reason, whatever it may be, personal or just, you know, some problem at home. And the coach, of course, always say back, I love you. I mean, that has nothing to do
but
that,
you know that
trying
he was...
to make it a, you're, no, hold on. You're trying to make it a point that you, the school board and all this and the Catholic and all the, and I mean, it has nothing to do with that, whatever the religion might be, okay? Second of all, I mean, I'm sure that the coaches that you're around with either have a girlfriend or a wife, okay?
Well,
and I'm sure that they might not get a call to work, but that they might get a call to you know, to their cell phone or whatever. And I'm sure they say back, I love you, if they tell them that. I mean, they're not going to be embarrassed by anything. You say you have a, you know, back problem that, you know, happened, you know, whatever time ago because of the twin sister of this other coach. But regardless of that, Coach, come on. I mean, I know you're mature enough to get this.
I don't have, I understand. But here's the thing. You don't think that people are talking about you when you say, I love you, to your girlfriend, but you don't know. If a coach takes a call and I hear him say I love you on the phone to somebody, and it's the middle of the day, I'm thinking, what's that about?
You want me to be honest? You know? You want me to know what I would think?
Okay.
I would really don't give it a second thought. That's what I would think. I would either think
that guy's
girlfriend or his wife.
That wouldn't make you curious.
I would not come and say this guy's gay. Come on, please.
That would, in the middle of the day, that wouldn't make you curious.
Why? I mean, if you have especially...
It's in the middle of the day, the middle of the night, the morning, p.m. It doesn't matter. Come on. What are you talking about?
No.
I cannot believe what you're saying.
Sir, what I'm simply saying is I had an experience where I went out with an ugly woman. Okay, we've all done it. But she was so ugly, she looked like a man.
Okay. So?
Oh, my God. Listen, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. And by the way, here, last caller, this caller, Jenny, I think she made a point. I mean, you either have something to hide or you're in denial. And I'm sorry, and I don't want to offend you. I don't want to be rude here or anything. But that's what I'm getting, and I'm sure there's a lot of other callers and listeners listening to you right now. Is what
hey, Coach,
they're getting.
Let me ask you this.
Lame excuses that you're giving to
they're not lame excuses.
No, wait. I want to ask the coach a question. If you were, I'm not saying you are, but if you were gay, would you admit it?
I just told you, no, I would not, because the school would fire me.
Okay. So, naturally, if you're gay.
I'm not, see, there you guys go. The two of you are teaming up. And
no,
you're
I'm
gonna
not
send
teaming up with anyone.
Well,
sometimes.
But you started it. Now, the host of the show, the two of you are getting the impression out there that Coach Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy is a fruit. Because I went out with another...
Come on.
Well, gentlemen, I...
Wait a minute, man. First of all, you're on the air saying that the place you work for right now would fire you if you were gay. So you're basically saying publicly that your employer would discriminate, even if it's a private school,
exactly.
And they can do whatever they
want. Good point.
You're saying it, okay?
But they know that... I stand with them on that. If I was gay, I'd want them to fire me. All right, so...
If you were gay, you'd want them to fire you.
Yes. I don't think it's a healthy situation. But I'm not gay.
You're not gay. You just happened to be seen with a woman so ugly, people thought it was a man in drag.
Go ahead and rub it in.
May I interrupt here for a second?
Go ahead.
Regardless of that, you know... Might have been wrong place, wrong time, wrong people, wrong surroundings here, right?
Yes, sir.
You cannot get that as an excuse to whatever came after that. Now, do you have a relationship with your wife, who you say is 19? Obviously, I can see in your voice, I don't know how old you are, but I can see that you're way above, you know, her age.
Oh, yeah, I'm 53.
Okay, definitely. That's about, you know, 30 years difference there.
Right.
Obviously, she's a lot more immature than you are. But you cannot come and say that because of what happened before, people are going to be speculating on what's going on now. Come on, I mean, you're a coach.
Why does my wife?
You're not the only one in the world with a wife or a girlfriend.
Why does my wife insist on me saying I love you over the phone while there's 15 guys staring at me as if I'm in an aquarium? And
what do you mean they're staring at you?
Well, you should see them. They're looking at me, just you know. And if I say I love you, you can see them slapping their knees, howling with laughter.
Yeah, if you see them with, you know, in the back of your head looking at you, it's because, you know, you're scared. You got something to hide, Coach? Come on. Are you scared of something? Are you in denial?
I'm scared of them running around calling Coach Dozier a fruit. When I walk onto that field for our final win in the Tri-Valley League title, I want that to say Dozier field. I don't want distractions with some of the other students coming with banners that they've made saying Dozier's a fruit. We heard it on the Hendry Show.
All right. I got to take a break. Thank you very much, Javier. We heard it on the Hendry Show, so now he's dragging me into it. Nobody knew about it till it was on my show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, well, I just have enough time to tell you what's on Phil's reading list this week. I just got done reading the Hell's Angel, The Life and Times of Sonny Barger, which was written, it was as told to the Zimmermans, and it's an interesting book. Yes, of course, it comes from Mr. Barger's point of view, but he does confirm a rumor that I heard. He says it did happen that at Altamont, when Keith Richards threatened to take the band off the stage, that he walked up to Richards and stuck a pistol in his side and said, "You keep playing." Now, I thought that was bullcrap. Barger said he did it. And then the other book I'm reading is, I guess I'm on an outlaw thing these days, a book about Jesse James, which really calls it the way it was. Jesse James was like a pro-slavery Confederate scumbag. Anyway, that's what I'm reading. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.